And it is controlled by the Antioch Bears. Antioch moving from right to left as we see it. Clad in the blue uniforms, trimmed in white. Top of the key. The three is up. The three is off the rim by Ballard. Rebound, Siegel. They're moving left to right, clad in the white. Bounce pass in the corner to Clark. He brings it out between the rings, top of the key. Now Brandon has it. Brandon pushes it left side to Gooch. Gets it back. Now feed down low to Simpson. Gets up for it, misses it off the glass. Little two-footer miss there by Simpson. We've played 45 seconds. Durham gives it up into the near corner to Ballard. Now back out to Brooks. Far side, driving. Great fake by Majors and may have walked or was fouled. I think the fake caused a foul.
Got a foul on number 50 for Siegel, Damian Clark.
Clark with the foul. His first, game's first, team's first. And at the line, Darius Majors. Trying to break this scoreless stalemate at 0-0. And can't on the first toss. Clark and Simpson swap sides. Underneath the goal to rebound. Second one for Majors. No good. Too hard. Brandon with the rebound. Robert down the floor. Top of the key. Backs it back out. Near midcourt. Directing traffic. Now finds Gooch. Gooch foul line. Glides in there. Dumps it out. Left side. And the long ball put up by Clark. No good. Rebound put back. This won't fall. Brandon underneath. Cannot get it to fall. A lid on the goal. Pushing it down the floor. Fast break basket. Durham. And blocked his major shot right up underneath the basket. Clean.
Excellent, excellent hustle by Clark right there to get back down the floor and block the shot.
Now Clark is going to be fouled. Or do they say he pushed off? There's a push off. And the foul is on Simpson. He's waiting across the way to make sure we got the foul on the right person there. Simpson with the foul. Siegel is fouled twice. Still 0-0. Blocked by Brandon is the shot attempt by Ballard. I think maybe he was trying to pass, but it was knocked away at least. Durham into the corner, far side. Shot by Majors, no good. Rebound Stars. Bounce pass, Brandon, great floor recognition by Gooch. Gives it up to Brandon. And Gooch gets the assist.
Excellent, excellent distribution there.
Siegel, 2-0. We'll just stop right here, take the win. 5:40 to play in the first. Near side, it's a three, up and an air ball by Durham. Rebound offside. Coach Dotson talks to Brandon as he walks by. Coach Dotson sporting the khakis tonight with the purple Siegel shirt this evening. New look for him tonight. Underneath, ball rolling around. Clark kicks it back out. Long ball put up by Clark, no good. Rebound Antioch. Both teams ice cold from the field. Three, this one. Well, if the ocean were there, he would have missed it. Ballard. Now we've got a whistle and a 30-second timeout here. Don't think Coach Ben Dotson is enjoying what he's seeing at this point. But you can enjoy a Bob Parks auction from the team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. Don't settle for anything less than the best. They are the best. Put their years of marketing experience to work for you. They know Rutherford County. They've been here all their life. Their long, long, long life. You can trust the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught for your next auction. 896-4600 online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. Aiden Burton into the game for the Siegel Stars. Sophomore guard. Saw a lot of playing time as a freshman last year. And Brandon going to take it to the rack himself, weaving in and out of traffic, and he's going to be fouled. No. Yes. Okay. Everybody took off to the other end. Foul is on Baker, his first. And Antioch's first, and that sends Robert Brandon, the junior, to the foul line. Got this one to roll. It's Robert Brandon 3, Antioch nothing here in the early going. Got all three of the points so far. The second one is good. Full court press. Working out of it is Durham. They get the ball down and now threw it away. Gooch picked it off. Burton down the far sideline. May not give it up. Turn spins. He does. Back out to Clark. Glides in there. Kisses it off the glass.
Excellent drive right there by Clark. A pretty little roll on it at the end.
6-0 Stars, and back in the press again. Ball tipped away. Now run down by Ballard. Ballard turns, spins, glides in there. Shot partially blocked, I think, by Clark. And we've got a whistle. Someone was fouled amongst the traffic down low.
Antioch's having a miserable time trying to buy a bucket right here early on. It's a 7th missed shot.
Foul is on Damian Clark. He picks up his 2nd foul here in the first 4 minutes. And we'll have to take a seat. Antioch to toss in from this baseline. Siegel putting on a tenacious defense, really pushing them back near midcourt. And Ballard dribbles around with it, finds Durham, passes far side. Ballard drives, cut off there by Simpson. Now back out front to Durham. Playing catch outside, and Antioch has to take a timeout. Not very happy with things over there. We'll take one, too. Siegel leads 6-0.
Ooh, you can depend on Farmer Brothers.
I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
6-0 Siegel with the Antioch Bears with the basketball. Tried to trap in the corner, didn't get there quick enough. Back outside to Ballard, now ball loose, rolling around, picked up by Siegel. Clark to Gooch for the lay-in off the glass, right side.
Great defense by Siegel, caused him to get in transition there. Excellent finish.
And now Clark is going to foul coming up the floor, picks up his first. State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you by some fine folks, aren't they?
Yeah, State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
Siegel leads 8-0. Siegel girls a winner tonight by a 45-25 final. Ball tipped by Clark. Loose ball. Clark picks it up again. Gets it out to Brandon. Running the floor. Layup good.
It's the same story for Siegel. Continue up. Continue the good defense and allows him to get turnovers.
10-0. Bounce pass. Far side. Durham gliding in there for the off-balance shot is Brian Boyd, but they'll take anything right now. Off the bench, Boyd with the first basket for Antioch. 2:40 to play here in the first. Brandon feeds down low. Gooch glides in the lane, missed the shot. Simpson there for the rebound and the uncontested putback.
Offensive rebound helps out there.
Pass up the floor. Ballard stuck in the backcourt. They get out of the trap. Pass down low, gliding the lane. Surely he walked, but I don't think so. Boyd.
I don't know how you can call a foul there.
Well, he got in the air and looks like he took an extra step.
And then came down with the ball in his hands, and that can't happen.
He's going to go to the foul line. Brian Boyd scored the only Antioch points. Siegel going to put their rebounders down low. First shot, banked it in. Brian Boyd, 3 points. Got all of Antioch's points tonight. Antoine Brooks is back in the game for the Bears. Boyd at the foul line. Shot it and missed it. Rebound. Siegel. Tay Martin in the game. 6 foot junior wing. Lob Jones, who's also in there. Ryan Jones threw it away. Siegel making some personnel changes. Also, Michael Joyner, number 40, in the game. Antioch ball in the corner. Boyd passes back out front. Durham for three. Too hard off the back of the rim. Burton finger rolls it up to Jones. Drives off the block. Wild shot. No good. Rebound. Antioch. Bringing it down the floor is Brooks now. Between the legs dribble. Fires off the three. Bounces. Won't go. Simpson crashing the boards again. Pulls it down. Joyner gives it up to Burton with a minute 20 to play. Burton back out to Simpson. Bounce pass in the corner. And they reset up front with Joyner. Jones. Now Tay Martin took an extra step. Don't think Tay was expecting the ball right there.
No, I think he was taken off and the ball kind of fell into his hands in mid-stride. Caught him off guard. Will be a turnover for Siegel, though.
He and Mr. Joyner helped to rearrange our tables here before the game started.
He was one of my favorite players and didn't even realize he was in front
there
of
him. There you go. 58 seconds to play. Going for the steal, Clark. Comes up empty. Driving the lane. Blocking foul on Simpson. Oh, I thought John got there in time, but a bang-bang play underneath, and he gets tagged with the foul.
I think he had that right foot planted down. The left one was on his way. That's what the blocking foul got called for then.
51 and a half seconds to play. First period. Long lob in. Stolen away by Siegel. Gooch back in the game. Clark, a couple of dribbles extra. Now they've lost the ball. Now restolen by Burton, and then there's a foul.
Turnovers all over that play.
Two of them and then a foul. Brooks with the foul. Got 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Get it underneath. Brandon turns, spins in the lane, and softly kisses it in. 8 points in the first quarter for Robert Brandon. 14-3, Siegel Stars. And loose ball picked up. Clark now pulls up for three. Too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound, Antioch. Didn't wait for defenders that time. Long ball stolen away again by Clark. Bet he doesn't take that one again. Oh. No look pass, left side, and finishing it off.
Manipulated the defense with his eyes right there. Looked right, passed it left. Easy bucket for Siegel.
16-3, your score. Siegel at the end of one. We'll be right back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
Whatever you drive or you own that won't run, we can get you back on the road. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. We now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. Call 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We are back, and Siegel with the basketball. Burton in the corner. after he tossed it in, gets it back. Now they burn it underneath. Great feed. Gooch missed it. Too hard off the backboard. Well, that would have been a thing of beauty.
Excellent pass by Burton. If it had got there, it'd have been nice.
Siegel leads 16-3. The Bears struggling from the field. Foul line jumper missed by Brooks. Rebound. Brandon down low. Burton got trapped in the corner, threw the ball away. Turnover Stars. On the other end, Boyd misses the layup. Well, this is like a church league game all over again. As quick as they're up the floor. Clark to Jones. Jones gets it back to Burton in the corner for three. Sky high, missed the shot. Rebound, tipped around. Gooch has it, dumps it out to Burton. Tip pass over to Brandon. Gooch drives the lane, and 3 seconds to call. Couldn't finish it off there.
Yeah, got lost in the lane, too. It's really hard sometimes. Remember, you can't be in there too long. Sometimes you get caught up in watching the rebounds and stuff.
Tyler Walton coming in. Tay Martin coming back. Lots of changes here for Siegel. Looks like Cameron Miller, number 32, is in the game as well. Ball underneath, stolen away. Tay Martin right there. Pass to Walton. No-look pass to Antioch. Turnover.
That'd be one pass too many right there.
Looks like it. Brooks penetrates, now dumps it off outside for the long two. It's good from the baseline by Boyd. He's got all five of Antioch's points. Walton, right wing, dumps it low to Martin, now back outside.
Oh.
Toss up, no good.
It fell in. He got the shooter's
did
bounce.
He really? I looked down. I thought he missed it. That's Edwin Roberts. Another Siegel player in the game. He's played a ton, he being Coach Ben Dotson. Whistle. Foul is on 45, Roberts. He's got one foul and 2 points. At the charity stripe stands Darius Ballard. This is the first. Well, they have been terrible at the foul line.
They just only hit 1 of 5 right now. Really, if you having trouble scoring, you're going to have to hit some free throws.
19-5, Siegel leads. 6 minutes and 1 second left here in the first half. Second one is up and good. Well, they needed that in the worst way. Ballard his first points. Burton gets it baseline corner. Great three-point shooter. Now Clark from the other side missed this one. Bounced high off the rim. Rebound Boyd, and Siegel has gone a little cold from the field. And now there's going to be a tripping foul called on Burton. So Aiden.
I think Burton may be having just a little bit of trouble keeping the man in front of him. So trying to struggle with that, he got a blocking foul called on him.
He's roaming around in the backcourt along with Clark. While Durham goes to the foul line, and this one crawls through. Giving them some opportunities at the foul line, and they cut what was a big lead, 16-3 at the end of the first. Now it's 19-7. Make it 19-8.
It's 3 in a row. That's a start.
Bringing the ball up the floor will be Ryan Jones, sophomore guard for the Stars. Quick pep talk from Coach Dotson, and now they set up on the concession stand end here at Siegel. Clark, no look, turning, spinning underneath to Brandon. What a basket, what a finish.
I have no idea how he got that pass off. Didn't even look like he was looking at him, but he did. Successful play for Siegel.
10 points for Brandon. Durham underneath, shot blocked. Down the floor, Robert Brandon. Weaves in and out of traffic, takes it from the right block, partially blocked, goes out of bounds, and Siegel will set it up. underneath their goal. And it's Brandon, the inbound. Clark for the long distance three. And we've got a push on Antioch. Brooks should be out of bounds. It was before the three-point shot was attempted. 21-8 Stars. Brandon inbounds to Burton off the side of the rim. Rebound somehow in there for it. Is Clark, missed it. Rebound tipped out. No look over to Brandon. In the corner to Jones. Now right wing. Dribbles around. Flips it in the corner. Gooch has it. High arching first bank three from the deep right corner. First bank three, 7 points on the night for Dominique Gooch. 24-8. Near side, looking over the shot, not taking it as Ballard. Now right wing, three put up, and it is no good by Brooks. Make that Majors. They run down the loose ball, however, and will set up for a third time. Ballard over to Durham between the circles. In the near corner, giving it up to Durham. Siegel doing a great job of clogging the interior, and they're forced to shoot a three-point attempt from Ballard. Deep right corner, no good. Siegel down the floor quickly. Clark burns it underneath to Burton, flips it outside, tipped in by Gooch, saved. Somebody was tripped and fouled. Gooch runs down the loose ball. Brandon outside to Burton for three, no good. Off the lip of the rim. Rebound, foul on Siegel, and Ryan Jones is the guilty party. Martin going to come back along with Joyner. Let's see. We have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 Siegel Stars play in this game. Trayton Harris not here, playing in the All-Star game. Carson Newman in football.
Really, 13. I mean, he would definitely be playing if he was here. That's impressive.
Boyd, a lot of times when he hits the first free throw, a lot of times when that happens, you kind of lose a flow with certain dynamics, but they all play very well together. It doesn't matter what lineup's out there. Boyd connects on the second one. 24-10. Burton underneath over to Brandon off the right block. It's good. Boy, Brandon brought his A game tonight. He's got 12. Far side, Brooks. Back over to Durham. Now Brooks gets it back between the circles. Looking over to Rasheed Gordon, who's in the game. Driving, cutting through, foul on someone. Check the whistle. Foul is on Joyner. First foul for him. Nobody has more than two for the Stars. For Antioch, they've only fouled three times. Brooks has two of them. Brian Boyd at the foul line. This one bangs off the front of the rim. He's got 7 of their 10 points. Ballard has 1. Durham has 2. Second shot for him. This one barely ripples the net. 8 points for Brian Boyd. 26-11. It was 16-3 at the end of the first quarter. So Siegel's offensive output has not been as high to this point in the quarter. Brandon, double teamed, flips it underneath to Burton. Off the block, no good. Rebound offside, put back from the left by Clark. It won't go, and rebound tipped out, and it will be Siegel basketball. Alan Bush, after his girls pick up a win, grabbing a quick bite of dinner. Across the way, Clark, after the missed shot, picks up the trash and throws it in. His first basket of the night. 28-11. Siegel with 2:18 left before half. Antioch flips it around the horn. Brooks over right wing to Durham. Deeper in the corner to Ballard. Shot, three. They're calling it a two.
It's a good pull-up jumper by number 24 of Antioch.
That's Darius Ballard doing a little balling over there.
Balling.
Back out to Clark between the rings. Gives it up to Burton, driving left side for the lay-in.
It's a great drive by Burton. He penetrated and went right around the defender and took it to the hole.
30-13. Loose ball. Mishandled by Gordon. He runs it down. Left wing. Taking right, going left. Ballard brings it back over to Brooks. Durham between the circles, between the leg dribble. And now gives it up over to Boyd. Turning, spinning is Gordon. Glides in there, flips it out for the three. Left wing. It is up, and it is good by Darius Ballard. 6 points, all in this second quarter. 30-16, a 14-point Siegel lead with 54 seconds. Ball tipped out. Coach Dotson calling in the play. Burton to toss in. Far baseline. They get it in. Now Burton fakes the three, drives in, pulls up for two, and lets it fly. It is good. Burton, 4 points, all in the last two possessions. 32-16. Spotting for the three, up and no good by Boyd. Rebound. They're not getting any rebounds, it seems. Burton to Gooch for the lay-in. Dominique Gooch, 9 points.
Antioch just struggled to get back right there. Made it easy for Gooch to go to the hole.
He's so quick.
He is. We were talking the other night, quick as cats. I mean, you were exactly right.
11 seconds. Maybe the last play. Ballard turns, spins, now dumps it low, lost the ball. Siegel will have 4.9. Play called in. And it's Gooch down the floor. Right wing for the three. Oh, my! How about that? 10 the first half. About a 22-footer from the right wing.
You know, looked effortless, too. It looked like he just threw it up there for a hope, and it fell through.
First bank three for Dominique Gooch. He's got two on the night. And Siegel takes a 37-16 lead to the locker room here at halftime. All right, hang in there with us. We'll come back and we'll have much more for you, including a look at the stats here in the boys' game. Recap the girls' game just a tad for you. Also, a look ahead at the schedule. We've got several broadcasts coming up, and hope you'll stay with me. Brian Barrett, along with Rafferty Cleary, who is in tonight for John Dinkins. We'll be right back as we continue here on WGNS with State Farm Prep Basketball.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. We wanted to remind you that Toots Restaurants are your game day headquarters. Come visit us before and after every football game, whether it be high school, MTSU, or the Tennessee Titans. Please come visit us before or after each MTSU game, Tennessee Titans game, and on Friday nights, kitchens open till midnight after your high school game. If you don't have time to eat with us before or after the game, get your favorite tailgating item by calling our takeout line.
Good food and fun!
Hey, Josh, why did we change the name from Mid-South Satellite to Intersource?
It's simple, Andy. We provide the Mid-State with so much more than satellite. We're an authorized agent for Xfinity, Charter, Dish Network, and DirecTV.
Xfinity and Charter too?
That's right. We offer the best bundle package for the best price on everything. Satellite, cable, internet, home theater, and more.
Hence the name Intersource.
Hence, Are you trying to sound smart?
Did it work?
Not at all.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Friends, for over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire Mid-State region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com. Tonight's State Farm Prep basketball game on WGNS AMFM online, brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine. Wear your team colors, get a free taco. State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Bob Parks Auction Company, also Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, Intersource, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeve Sane Drugstore. Well, a pretty exciting first half of play. Siegel Stars leading 37-16. Siegel is going to push the ball. They are going to play fast, and you're going to have a hard time keeping up with them.
94 feet of heat, we can call that right there. They run the floor really well. They're very athletic. They're not very big, but regardless, they can hit shots, and that's a very good thing. And they can force turnovers. They play a really good trap defense, you know. And if you've watched and been paying attention, you know, as soon as that ball is in the hands of one of Antioch's players, a lot of the time there's two defenders from Siegel right on top of the ball, and it just freaks them out, and they cause turnovers, and it's happened 11 times. There's 11 first-half turnovers for Antioch to the five for Siegel. And then we'll get right into the stats. How about that?
Right,
as far as shooting goes, Siegel finished the first half 16 of 35 from the field. That's 46%, 3 of 9 from three-point range. That's 33%. And for Antioch, it's been pretty bad shooting. 4 of 21, that's 19%, and 1 of 8 from three-point range. And as far as rebounding goes, it's been pretty even, but Siegel leads in that margin 12 to 9 for Antioch. They've got 12 rebounds to the 9 of Antioch. And then foul shooting, Siegel's 2 of 2, 100%, and 7 of 13 foul shooting for Antioch at 54%. And as we said, 11 first-half turnovers for Antioch and 5 for the Siegel Stars.
Sounds good. What do you do on a Thursday night if you're a basketball player and you're not playing? Well, for Torrey Watkins and Shakobia Barbie of Riverdale, they come to Siegel, watch a little basketball. Can't stay out of the gym, I guess.
Just want to see the competition, I guess.
I guess so. I've seen several people here from other schools. Barry Workman up in the stands looking at some future opposition. He's got a pretty good basketball team, and his boys off to a good start. Siegel Stars tonight shooting from the field, being led by Dominique Gooch and Robert Brandon. They both have 12 points. Of course, Gooch had that 22-footer to end the first half. Both of them, again, with 12 points. 4 points for Aiden Burton, 2 points for Dominique Clark, John Simpson, and Charles Clark, and Edwin Roberts. For Antioch, 8 points for Brian Boyd, 6 for Darius Ballard, 2 for Derek Durham. Nobody with more than 2 fouls, so we won't fool with that. So there you go. That's a look at all of your stats here at halftime from AG Sporting Goods, Winners Trophies, and Bob Parks Realtor, Sinette P. Want to remind you that tomorrow we will have Xavier hosting the Lady Raiders here on WGNS. 5:30 I believe. Yes, 5:30 pregame. 6 o'clock will be the tip-off in that one tomorrow night. Then on Saturday at 9 a.m., the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. John and I will be there with boys basketball coaches. Be on the air until 11:30, MTCS Cougar Corner from 11 until 11:30. Then Monday we're going to travel to Shelbyville with Oakland for basketball. Next Friday, a week from tomorrow, we'll be at Eagleville for their games with Community. It's all right here on WGNS coming up next week. I want to remind you, Jones Car Wash on Memorial Boulevard across from O'Charlie's. Palmer Jones and the staff want to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and yours, and wish all Rutherford County sports teams good luck in the basketball season upcoming. Jones Car Wash offers full service exterior car wash services. All washes include wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. If you're a customer, thanks for your support. If not, let the Jones family wash your car the next time. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's where I'm headed. Before the big Christmas parade this weekend, the GNS buggy has to get a wash, and Jones Car Wash is where we'll go. Better service, better wash, right pot, right price, that is. Jones Car Wash. Palmer Jones, don't fire me since I can't read tonight. We're going to take a break, come back. Second half straight ahead for you here on WGNS. Siegel leads Antioch 37-16.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
For the perfect fresh cut or live Christmas tree, head to Martin's Home and Garden, where you can also have it flocked.
We have a great selection of poinsettias, all different sizes and colors. We have all different sizes of wreaths.
Lester Martin with Martin's Home and Garden, where they have a pansy sale, only $10.95 a flat.
Gift items for Christmas, all sorts of jams and apple butter, sorghum molasses, and honey.
Wind chimes make a great gift as well. Martin's Home and Garden, open until 7 weekdays on Broad Street across from Demas's.
At Little Caesars, your family gets so much delicious food for so little money, you might think somebody, well, goofed.
Got the pizza, Mom. Here's your change.
All this change is mine? There must be some mistake.
Pull into Little Caesars and pick up a large pizza with one topping of your choice. Only $5 every day.
All this change? This can't be right. Let me talk to the manager.
I'm the manager.
Then let me talk to the owner.
I'm the owner.
Then let me talk to the funny little guy in the toga.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
Golly, Santa, what'd you do that sleigh? That thing sounds darn good.
I took it down to Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard. Put in a performance clutch, a brand new transmission.
Well, I guess I gotta take mine down there because mine sounded terrible.
Let's hear yours. Oh.
Performance Transmissions can fix your hot rod or grandma's Buick on Memorial Boulevard next to O'Reilly's. Call them at 896-9336.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with 3 Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online.
Starting lineups in the second half, brought to you courtesy of Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet PAG Sporting Goods and Winners Trophies, as the ball is inbounded by the Antioch Bears. You've got Brandon, Gooch, Simpson, Clark, and one more. And that is Damian Clark. You've got the two Clarks in there for Siegel, and now the ball stolen away by Charles Clark. So Siegel kind of picking up where they left off. So is Antioch. And Damian Clark trying to give it up to Brandon, and Brandon lost the ball out of bounds, so Siegel turns the ball over. Very uneventful first 45 seconds to this game. 37-16. Siegel leading the Antioch Bears. Get the ball inside. Now back out to Ballard. Lost the ball. Gooch, baseball pass over to Charles Clark. Pulls up for the 22-footer off the right side of the rim. Rebound tipped. Tipped out of bounds. No, run down by Boyd. Bounce pass up the floor. Stop. Giving it up underneath is Darius Majors. Where was that in the first half? 6.5 to go here in the third. 37-18. Siegel, Clark driving. Baseline jumper no good. Rebound Simpson. And they're all over him there. I believe that's Boyd. Yep. I have that as his first. And it is. Sending Mr. John A. Simpson to the foul line.
Another footballer, too.
Yep.
Simpson is.
Big young man, 6'5", junior. Missed the first toss, the second one. Shot it and got it. 3 points for Simpson. Directing traffic out there, 20-point lead. He's the lone man down there, and he said, I need some help. And finally, some of his Siegel stars come to the rescue. Simpson going to run down a loose ball here. And it looked like that time Ballard got high and missed it. Now the long pass gets it underneath to Brandon, and Brandon fires it up there, and it's good.
That was a great pass by Charles Clark. He wasn't even across the midcourt line and fired it in underneath the basket for an easy layup.
40-18 Siegel. Right wing. Bounce pass over to Boyd. Ball loose, rolling around, picked up by the Stars. Clark drives, far side, basket, count it, and there is a foul. Gooch with the basket.
That's the fourth turnover already this half for Antioch, so Siegel obviously doing exactly what they did to him in the first half, just causing pressure and making turnovers happen.
Simpson going to have a seat. Burton is in. That means Damian Clark is going to play the post. And Charles Clark misses the shot. There's a foul on the rebound on Gooch, I believe.
Is that getting confusing any? Clark going
lots
back
of Clarks
and forth? Yeah.
Yep. Charles and Damian. Now a foul on Dominique Gooch. Very common name here in this neck of the woods. Trapped out front is Ballard. Makes the long toss over. Right off the table. Where we're broadcasting from. Had to save the equipment there, Rafferty.
Yeah.
You were kind of on your own.
I thought that the microphone was going to fall off of the Comrex here.
That microphone is taking a licking, and it keeps on ticking. Siegel basketball. Brandon out front. Dribbles around with it. Left wing. Gets it over to Damian Clark. Long pass over. Aiden Burton saves it. Now back to Brandon. Looks over the three. Can't take it. Now Charles Clark resets between the circles. Back to Brandon, back to Clark. Clark right wing, the toss over. Brandon deep in the corner. Burton open for three. Swisher. Aiden Burton, you give him that much time, he's going to burn you. 7 points, his first bank three. Down the floor, long two put up just inside the three-point arc by Ballard. No good. Rebound put back is up by Majors. Siegel pushing the ball. They've got it. You better be back. Burton for three again, left wing. This one too hard off the back of the rim. Brandon had the rebound, but lost it as Boyd came away with it. Long pass up to Ballard. Glides in there. Gets an easy layup. Nobody back defensively for the Stars that time.
Real powerful drive by him just then.
Clark to Burton. Burton for 22 feet. This one no good. Rebound Clark has it shot blocked, but he's fouled.
I think Burton's getting a little trigger happy at this point. Made a three and then missed two in a row.
Foul on Majors. His first at the line. Damian Clark. First one. tickles the twine. So he'll have another.
I like it. It's a Bill Raftery saying.
Yeah. Second one here is good as well. 4 points for Clark. Two from the charity stripe, one from the field. Antioch having more trouble getting it up the floor. Gooch is going to tip it out of bounds. Their full court pressure is unrelenting.
I was fixing to say, with the speed and quickness that they have, it is overwhelming, and Antioch is not doing a very good job handling it at all.
I'm not sure how many teams will have an easy time handling it. Left side, Majors drives in off the left block. It's good.
That was just a defensive breakdown right there for Siegel.
He's got 6 points all in this quarter. Jones burns it down low, and it's tipped out of bounds by Antioch. Walton coming in, Burton coming out. And ready to toss her in is Ryan Jones. Makes the long lob to Charles Clark. Clark back over to Jones, right side. Back to Clark. Lob to Gooch. Drives in there. Rolls, won't fall. Ball out of bounds. And it'll be Antioch basketball with 3:06 to play in the third. 47-24, Siegel. Length of the floor to go. Brooks has got to get it in first, and does. Walton putting on tremendous pressure in the backcourt. Long pass up. They do get it across. Now have a two-on-two. Missed the shot. Rebound. Put back. This one's going to go for Gordon, and he's fouled. Foul is on Charles Clark. That's his second. So a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Rashad Gordon. Shot it and missed it. It's happened every time I've said that tonight. They've missed the shot.
You're jinxing them.
I guess. I don't know what it is. We'll take it. Walton tries the floater baseline from about 6 foot. Missed it. Rebound, and now he's going to reach in, I think.
Got him with the reach in. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I was looking at Brian Boyd's body language, and maybe he just didn't like what was happening to him. I don't know. Down the far sideline. Flipping one up there. Left side is Ballard off the block. No good. Whistles and a foul.
Siegel's done a pretty good job keeping the player in front of him on defense. Just then, Antioch tried to make a move around Damian Clark underneath. Unsuccessful.
Timeout, Siegel. 30 seconds. We'll step aside as well. Stars lead 47-26 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
The time is now.
Absolute Land Auction. 120 acres will be auctioned off in Mount Juliet on Saturday, December 17th at 10 a.m. The auction is at 1976 Corneth Road, again in Mount Juliet. This is an Absolute Land Auction. 120 acres to be auctioned off. The land includes stables, a chalet, and guest cabins. Absolute Land Auction.
Get to a better state farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Antioch to toss it in here. Ballard gets it in. Ball lost out of bounds. It'll be Antioch ball again.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Last Casted Speed Supply, Winners Trophies, Cellular Concepts, and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
Clark and Simpson back in the game for Siegel. Antioch finally works it in. Seems like it's taking him forever. Ballard in the near corner. And they set up back out front. In the corner, three ball, up and good from way downtown. Darius Ballard, 11 points. Siegel having some trouble getting it up the floor. Simpson's got to give it up. And he does to Jones. Gooch glides in there, flips one up from eight, no good from the right side. Simpson rebound, won't go, almost got over the back there. Now ball loose, rolling around. Simpson has it, kisses it off the glass, missed it. Rebound, it finally goes. Way to battle there, Simpson.
He got himself about three rebounds there on that one series down the court.
Kept battling, kept fighting. Finally got the payoff, 49-29. Siegel up by 20. Brooks back out front, now right wing. Ballard for the long two from the right side, no good. Rebound, and Clark going to foul. And that Clark is Damian Clark. That's number three for him. Sending. Brian Boyd, 8 points here in the first half to the foul line. This one's good. First points here in the third, which we're a minute 23 away from wrapping up. Three dribbles, the spin of the basketball, shot it, and got it. 10 points in double digits for Brian Boyd tonight. 49-31 Siegel. Minute 16, Brandon left wing. Clark out front, now back in the corner. Brandon for three, fires it up, no good. Too long. Rebound taken out of there by the Bears. Brooks. Brooks between the rings with 1 minute to play. Passes left side. Gives it up to Majors. Now takes a couple of dribbles. Does Gordon. Glides in there. Runner is no good from about 10. Rebound put back. Got this one from about 2. Siegel. Rebound down the floor. No rebound, actually. They just bring it down the floor. Lost the ball out of bounds, however. But last touch by the Bears of Antioch. So Siegel will toss it in right in front of their bench on the far sideline. Joiner to Brandon. Brandon to Simpson, turns, rolls to the basket and scores.
Nicely done by Siegel. Great move by John A. Simpson right there underneath. Pivoted off the left foot and put it up.
Simpson with 7. And has 5 of those here in this third quarter. 51-33 Stars, 15 seconds to play. Third period. Flip into the corner. Brooks has it. Looks over the three. Got to do something with 9 seconds. Gives it up to Gordon with 5. Driving, running, jumper. Ballard no good. Or did it go? It did go. Basket's going to count. And that's going to be the end of the third. With your score, Siegel 51, the visitors from Antioch 35 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is. And at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post online and the MurfreesboroPost.com website. Scores and standings for middle and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. Siegel ball to inbound. Brandon tosses it in, gets it back. Over to Simpson, turns, spins, off the glass, missed the shot. Rebound, roaring out of there, the Bears. Gordon. Up to Brooks. Brooks brings it across the timeline. Going right side. Gordon glides in. Rolls won't go. Rebound, and here comes Clark. Clark stops. Charles backs it back out. Didn't attack the basket there. Ball thrown away. Simpson can't run it down. Now does run down the loose ball. Off the glass. How about that? Boy, he's been there several times tonight to pick up the trash. Ben Dotson likes it.
We'll call him the janitor. How about that?
I guess so. 53-35. Siegel have been comfortably ahead in this game. Left side, the three, but then they do stuff like that, which makes you uncomfortable. Ballard, I think they called that a two, didn't they? Yep.
I believe it was.
15 points for him. Clark has the ball and threw it away. Got trapped in the corner.
Antioch has picked it up a little bit, though, here in the second half.
Driving the lane is Ballard. He's decided to go to work. He had 6 points in the first half and now has 15 for the game. Brooks to toss in from out of bounds. Got to get the timeout called, or did they not?
Got nope. 5 seconds on him right there.
Well, turnover for the Bears.
The 18th turnover for Antioch tonight.
Burton back in the game. Tosses in. Finds his running mate, Brandon. Ball lost out of bounds. Tipped out after the pass attempt over to Clark. Get it back in. Now Burton, the three. First bank style from the left wing. Aiden Burton with 10 points tonight. Two first bank threes.
It's his second three of the evening.
56-37. Right wing. Fired up. No good. Tipped out. After the Boyd missed shot, gets his own loose ball rebound far side. Looking over the three, Ballard now takes a two from the foul line. Rebound underneath the basket. Boyd, and he's going to be hacked and fouled, I think, by Burton. Nope. Clark. Damian Clark picks up his fourth. I don't know if that was the foul or if it was the play before that that got that called, but regardless.
I think it was the play before that got the foul called.
Well, that was much more of a foul, it appeared to me. First toss is good by Boyd. He will have another. And the second one rattles through. They're just close enough to scare you. Still a lot of time, 5:50. Burton, top of the key for the tray. No good. High and bounces over the backboard. So it will be the Antioch Bears bringing the ball down the floor. 17-point lead. Foul line. Jumper no good by Ballard. Brandon stops, pops from the foul line. This one won't go. Rebound goes out of bounds and will belong to the Antioch Bears. Just kind of running from one end to the other right now.
Coast to coast.
Long pass near side. Boyd glides in. He's going to be hacked by Gooch, I believe. Gooch or Burton, 1-2. 0, that's Gooch.
He has been going to the free throw line quite a bit tonight.
Yeah, big guy Brian Boyd, 12 points. And you know what? I only have him with, let's see, two field goals.
Wow.
So the rest has been 9 points at the foul line.
Using his size to his advantage, taking it to the hole and getting fouled.
And you can make it 10 points from the foul line. 14 tonight.
It's the 20th attempted free throw for Antioch tonight as well. So they've gone to the foul line quite a bit, and they have made most of their shots.
56-41, Antioch trailing the Stars of Siegel High School. Lob over, Simpson, nicely off the glass from the right side.
It was a great pass by Clark to Simpson there.
Simpson, 11 points tonight. It's going to be hard to find a player of the game in this one. Pass up the floor. Charles Clark going to be tagged with the foul. That's three for him. Dominique Gooch has 14. All of those, well, he had 2 points in the first half. 12 first half points. Simpson with 11. Nine of those in the second half. Robert Brandon had eight in the first half, 14 for the game so far. Burton with 10 with 2 threes. So they have spread the wealth. Plus, you have to keep in mind as Ballard hits the first charity toss, he'll have another. This one's good. Trayton Harris not playing in tonight's game because he's at the All-Star game playing in the football All-Star game, and he had 22 against Franklin the other night. So Siegel has done a good job of distributing that 22 points out.
It's a big miss, though, for Trayton and for the Siegel Stars, but he'll be back, and that's definitely a good thing for the Stars. It's going to be amazing seeing him on the court added on to already the athletic group that's out here right now.
Clark for three, rims in and out. Gooch with the rebound, flips it up, put back, won't go. Brandon there to pick it up on the far block. That's why you rebound, fellas. 16 points for him. 4:28 to go. Driving the lane, firing up the shot is Ballard. And he's going to go to the foul line. Foul, Simpson, his second. To be a post player and to be banged around like he is and Justin now be picking up his second foul, that's pretty good for the big man. Ballard, 18 points. Now with that charity toss, he'll have another one.
It's nine consecutive made free throws for Antioch. And pick a 10.
19 points now for Ballard. 60-45 Stars. 4:20 to play. Brandon between the rings. Fakes left, goes right. Gets away from his man. Picks up Clark. Now to Simpson. Dumps it low. Gooch, how about that? A little high-low action.
Simpson got the ball in his hands and immediately got rid of it. Found the open man under the basket, and he went up with it.
That's Clark's fourth point. Near side, the wing, three by Ballard is nothing but net. 22 for Ballard. Down the floor, Burton running the floor quickly down to get the lay-in. Blink, and they're down the floor quickly. Left wing, Durham gives it up underneath to Rodney Jones. Ball loose, rolling around, jump ball. War for it. Simpson and Gooch battling under there with Barker, and looks like Antioch's going to win this battle because of the possession arrow in their favor. Timeout Siegel will take it as well. 64-48 Stars lead.
First to help folks meet their dreams at home or business, so many things. It's more than great consumer banking. There's a name for it, First Banking. Come on over, come on in. First a customer, now a friend. First Banking.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Also, don't forget Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner Saturday morning from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Come on down and have some breakfast with us. You will not regret it. Good breakfast. Not the seeing us. You probably will regret seeing John and I, but you'll enjoy the breakfast, that's for sure. And they hide us in the corner up there anyway.
I got to mention the meatloaf as well. It's my favorite dish that they have. They serve over at the Cedar Bucket.
Fried chicken, my man.
And that one as well. Brown meat.
64-48. Siegel Stars leading the Antioch Bears. Antioch inbound. Tim Grant loses the ball out of bounds. He just now checked in. And now it will be Antioch ball after it's lost out of bounds by the Stars. Play getting a little sloppy in a game. I guess you would expect that. 64-48. Siegel going to go in a twin bill over the Bears from just up the road in Nashville. Ball loose, rolling around, picked up by Gooch. Gooch pushing it up the floor. Charles Clark layup, yes sir. 6 points for Clark. Now stolen away, Brandon, bounce pass over. Clark, yes, count it again. Charles Clark, two quick baskets. The lead has ballooned back to 20. It's been there a couple of times, but mostly in the teens. Now another foul. Rodney Jones going to get pushed. 2:36 to play. First basketball action for you.
Yeah, it's going good.
Burrow style. You will see things really light up after Christmas. Crowd a bit light tonight. Thursday night, a lot going on. They got a choir deal here at Siegel tonight and doing some kind of bake sale in front of the ROTC room. And so all kinds of things going on.
Some crowds there, not here.
Well, you've got crowds everywhere, and it's Christmas time and all this stuff going on. You'll see a lot of folks out after the holidays. Jones misses the second free throw, hits the first. 68-49. Plus, that's when you get into district play and you have county teams playing each other. And
then district tournament when it rolls around. I can't remember this. It was very busy last year.
Yes. 8 games in 2 days. Burton for 3 from way outside. Missed one from the right wing. 2:15 to play. The district tournament, by the way, in mid-February will be at Oakland High School. From the right elbow, the shot up, no good by Grant. Burton runs down the loose ball, turns, spins, and has to get rid of it. Did they say he walked or was he tripped? Really didn't see. I guess they say he walked.
He walked, yeah.
Good hustle there by Aiden Burton.
Siegel's done a nice job protecting the basketball tonight. Only 9 turnovers here. That's through 4 quarters.
And as fast as they play to have 9 turnovers, that's amazing. Coach Dotson going to clear the bench this last 1:48. 3, an air ball up by Ballard. Rebound. Whistle for subs only. Not going to take a timeout, or are they? Coach wants to talk, so we will too. Take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back. Siegel 68, Antioch 49.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Siegel, Tay Martin, right side. Lost the ball momentarily. Now Jones picks it up, rolls it in there. Joyner missed the shot, and it'll be Antioch basketball.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most, J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company.
Jalen Barber throws the ball away. Last touched by Siegel. I think Roberts got his hands on that, or maybe it was Miller. Yep, it was Cameron. Minute 12, ball stolen away. Walton brings it down, turns, spins in the lane, flips one up there, missed it. The officials have lost their whistles, rightfully so. Dump pass down low, ball picked up. Well, there it is. And foul going to be called on Rodney Jones. Jones and Walton doing battle for the board. And with 56.9, Stars will inbound the basketball. Joyner to Walton. Put pressure on the ball right here in front of us. Walton pulls up. Shovel pass over to Tay Martin. Martin jumps, gives it up to Walton. batted away. Going to be run down on the far side by the Stars. Driving the lane, rolling it in there is Joyner from the right block.
That was an impressive shot. Little move, dance moves in the air, it looked like. Got it up somehow and it went in.
70-49. Antioch missed the shot. Miller trying to pick up the loose ball. Rolls out of bounds off of Antioch with 19.3. Well, we must be the good luck charm for the Siegel Stars. Picking up another win here in boys basketball. Walton brings it just across the timeline to run the clock out. Now gives it up to Martin. With four, with three, that's going to be it. 2-1, and here's your horn. 70-49, your final. 70-49, the Siegel Stars a winner tonight on State Farm Prep Basketball. Siegel girls a winner, 46-25, so all around, good night for the Stars here at home against the visiting Antioch Bears from nearby Nashville. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll get into your Pret A Salsa Heating and Air post-game show. That's on the other side of this timeout as we take a break on State Farm Prep Basketball.